Let's go! Wave FM's Jade, Straney and Trav. 100% Illawarra. For Dwyer's Mazda, now Wollongong Mazda.
Hey gang, it's a podcast.
It is.
You ready? Ready for a big one?
Yes.
I'm going to Fiji, so that's it. Here's the podcast.
Yeah. Signing off as of now.
Signing off as about 3 hours ago.
Enjoy the best bits of the show. I've got some breakfast to eat.
Sam, you want to contribute?
Oh, I mean, if it makes my life easier, let's podcast it up.
Oh, dude, all I'm thinking about now is the first Long Island iced tea and how quickly I'm going to drink it. So enjoy the podcast. See ya. Back in a couple of days. Bye. Bye.
Get up. 100% Illawarra.
Come on.
Wave FM's Jade, Straney and Trav in the morning.
This is it. The moment we've all been waiting for.
I don't know about that. But you know Old Town Road, right?
Yeah, Old Town Road.
When I first heard the song, Alani played it to me. She goes, "Mum, this is a song that's number one right now. Can you believe it?" And I heard it and went, "Oh, my God, that's ridiculous."
Yeah. Everybody's into Old Town Road. It's incredible how many people love the song. I mean, Old Town Road has just gone berserk.
It has. So it's a song when you first hear it, you're like, nah. And then the more you hear it, it's actually catchy.
Mm.
And you get sucked into the Old Town Road vortex. It's the number one song across the Illawarra at the moment. It's the number one song across the world.
Really?
At the moment. It is huge. It spent 17 weeks at number one.
No.
So it's broken the record as the longest run at number one for a song.
It's incredible.
I know. So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
And we'd give Old Town Road a little Wave FM flavour.
Oh. Here it is for the very first time across the Illawarra.
Apologise in advance for our singing. But Straney's dance moves, you should see them. They're good.
Yeah, we're gonna drive my car down Mount Ousley Road. We're gonna drive till we can no more. We're gonna drive my car down Mount Ousley Road. We're gonna drive till we can no more.
I got my friends all in the bag, seat belts are attached. Driving on empty or slack, no petrol to make it back. Looking for gas, of course, or walking will be forced. I've been looking around, still works, looks like we're gonna walk now.
Don't nobody tell me nothing, tell me nothing about the fuel gauge. Don't nobody tell me nothing, tell me nothing about the fuel gauge.
Pass by a tractor, no fuel is a factor. I see a Silverado, maybe filling would be rad. Yeah, my life ain't so groovy, bull riding in booties. Everyone's getting moody, filling up will be a beauty.
Don't nobody tell me nothing, tell me nothing about the fuel gauge. Don't nobody tell me nothing, tell me nothing about the fuel gauge.
Yeah, we're gonna drive my car down Five Islands Road. We're gonna drive till I can no more. We're gonna drive my car down Five Islands Road. We're gonna drive till I can no more.
Illawarra, what do you reckon of your version of Old Town Road? You know, driving down Mount Ousley Road, driving down Five Islands Road.
And we can all relate to running out of petrol. Oh, my husband thinks that I do it as a sport, try and get the car down to E. But look, it was a little bit of fun, and I've just been watching the video.
Oh, no, is the video already on
Thanks,
that Facebook
Sash.
Page?
Wollongong Mazda,
yes,
for lending us the CX-9.
That is the best thing about that song right there.
Yeah, the best thing about the film clip is the car that's in it.
Everything Illawarra. Jade, Straney and Trav in the morning.
And Jade is still not back yet. She's had problems. And hello. Welcome back.
Oh, good.
Just a radio show here. 10 to 7. Where you been? Where you been? What's going on?
A little emergency. Well, nearly an emergency.
What was your emergency?
Oh, something that just happened.
What happened?
Something.
What happened?
You don't want to know.
No, I do want to know what happened.
You don't want to know.
We're going to talk about something else. Well, what happened to you? Why were you late? What's going on? Were you
in
the bathroom? Were you stuck in the bathroom?
Yes.
You?
Something happened. Do you really want... You don't want to know.
What did
people,
you do?
I'm doing this test thing, right? So,
are you doing a test on number one or number two?
Number two.
A number two test?
Yeah.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah, I did.
God. Wait, why are you doing a poo test?
Some sanitizer.
Why are you testing number two?
Just because I've had like some like gut health issues, and there's this like.
That's why you've got the Metamucil to help it flow. It all comes together now.
And so you can do these tests, and you get these like little vials, and you have to take samples like 3 days in a row. I think it's the same of like the kit that you get sent if you're
that's for bowel
over
cancer.
50. Yeah, not that I've got that, but Dr. Heff's just sussing out what's going on.
Oh.
And she goes, "We'll just do this test."
What do you do? I'm supposed to do it now. Actually, should we talk about anyway? What do you have to do? What do you have to do?
Well, the nurse goes, what you do is you do like your business. Mm-hmm. It just goes, just get an old ice cream container and put boil in it.
Oh,
just
no,
doing that.
No.
And I just said to her,
really?
I just looked at her when she said that and I'm like, but then you still got to get rid of the foil, and it's not like you can put the foil down the toilet.
No, you can't put foil.
And you don't really want to put it in your bin.
So
either,
how did you
do?
How do you do it at work?
Well, I don't know. The thing, you've got to do it 3 days consecutively. So whenever you got to go, you got to do it. And I thought I started it out like earlier in the week, and I thought, okay, I've got this, and it's going to be fine. And so far, I've just had to do it at home, which has been good.
You've just done it here. What happened?
Well, I didn't have an ice cream container, not that I would use that. And so what I did was just put, like, heaps of toilet paper in the toilet.
Don't tell me you blocked the toilets. You've blocked the toilet, you idiot. You blocked the toilets.
I did it and it worked, and then when I went to flush
it, dear God,
it started coming up.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. Do we have, a plunger?
Nothing like a Mr. Hanky coming back for seconds.
I know, and the cleaner's going to come in soon. She doesn't want to see that.
And you're the only lady here.
The ice cream container is not looking like such a bad idea.
You know, this is a public service announcement as well.
Oh,
when your doctor
God.
Says poo in an ice cream container, make sure you do it and don't take that to work as well.
Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning. Wave FM's Baby Race. Tabatinga Fun and Social Centre at Dapto Leagues.
Yes, it is starting right across the Illawarra very soon. We're hoping to try and get crawlers to the starting positions. They'll be in the starters' hands. Well, are we going to fire like a racing gun?
Probably not a racing gun because we might freak the kids out.
Just
but there'll be some kind of ready,
one, two,
set,
three, go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest race the Illawarra's ever seen.
You are not wrong. Forget Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Forget Classic Day at Kembla.
Don't worry about that.
The Wave FM Great Baby Race of 2019 is what all mums and dads are talking about.
And we are looking for your crawlers, Illawarra. If you've got a kid that can crawl, you want to enter them, wavefm.com.au, because first child over the finish line will score $1,000 cash.
Hey, Rox, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. Now, what's your bub's name?
My baby's name is Zoe.
Ooh, little Zoe. Is Zoe a good crawler?
Look, she's pretty good, but she can get distracted, so there's no guarantee that she might go along and then have a sticky beak at another baby, so I'm unsure.
It just depends on the day, really, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah.
But you've got to be in it to win it. You never know. She might be all over it. Maybe you can get, like, if you get picked or if Zoe gets picked to race, maybe you can take a favourite rattle or something and kind of rattle it at the
yes.
other end. To try.
Well, we weren't sure if we could do that. We didn't know if that was cheating, so we might do some practice runs at home.
That's a good idea. Get them in the hallway, dad at one end, mum in the other end, see which one that Zoe actually crawls to the quickest, and then you never know. They could be crawling to you and scoring $1,000.
Yep, that sounds great.
All right, well, best of luck. Hopefully we'll see you at the racetrack, Tabatinga, next Friday morning.
Yep, fantastic.
We are having a discussion this morning about baby naming etiquette. We were talking about this off air yesterday, and a girlfriend of mine, she has got a daughter that she's named something, and another friend of ours just had a little girl and named her the same name.
Oh, no.
And she was like, I'm just a little bit put out.
Oh.
They didn't even call me to ask if it was okay.
Can't do that.
Well, I don't know. What's the etiquette? No. Well, I said to her, well, to be fair, they live on the other side of the country.
No, you can't
they
do
actually
it.
Live in Western Australia.
We're a small place
in
now.
Illawarra.
Facebook, all that sort of, everybody's really small.
So you think,
here's my new baby, insert name.
So you can't
you
do it.
Cannot do that. Have we still got Roxanne on the phone? Roxanne? You still there?
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, it's happened to me a few times, actually.
Oh,
why?
No, weird,
what?
Really?
What happened? Is this with your little one, Zoe, that you have now?
No. Look, this was before I was even planning to have kids. Yeah. I had sort of spoken to one of my friends, and I let her know that I wanted to call my daughter Lily, if I had a Lily. And then when her first baby was born, it was a boy, so she obviously didn't get to use that name. And then we had the little chat about what names we liked, and then I told her. And then next time she got pregnant, she had Lily, and I was devastated.
No!
Are you still friends?
And I love the name Lily. I still do, but I just feel like I can't use that name now.
Yeah.
Being used.
Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning.
This morning we're talking about the baby name etiquette. Can you steal a child's name? I say no way.
Depends on how removed you are from each other.
Would you do it?
Well, you know,
if you loved a baby's name that much, would you do it?
Well, it depends how far away you were from
you
each other.
Do it.
Hear me out. Yeah. I mean, you can't, if you like the name Lily, and there's no one in your immediate circle that has a child like named Lily.
Like Roxanne was saying.
Then that's okay, I think. I mean, there's going to be other Lilies in the world, but I just think if you're close friends or your close family, it's probably not cool. Unless there's some exceptions, like my Uncle Joe passed away and my dad called my brother Joseph after him.
Yeah.
But then when my cousin...
But that's named after someone.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a different story.
It's a different story.
So it's taking a name that you
stealing
like.
Stealing it.
Exactly. 4275196 5. We're going to go straight to Kerry, who's a black butt.
Hello, how are you going?
Doing well. Okay, Kerry, somebody's stolen a name off you. How did it happen?
It was my son's auntie, so it's his second cousin,
yeah,
pretty much. So they've just named him exactly the same name, Joshua James Henry. Every word.
So yeah. Not just the first name, all three?
No, the middle, yep.
Okay, give us that name again.
Joshua James Henry.
When you found out, were you like, this is a joke, you're joking?
I was just like, oh, okay, all right then. But I just... Yeah, I
don't
know what to say.
Oh, no. Wow. She's not stealing one.
All she's three.
Took the middle name as well. You think she could have at least come up with it.
How bizarre is
Joshua
that one?
James Henry.
Goodness me. Thanks for that one, Kerry at Blackbutt. We're going to go just down the road to Primby and Ashley. Hi.
I had my partner's sister-in-law steal my baby name before I found out she was pregnant, and she... found out that she was having a boy, and before I knew, I told her my boy name, said I wanted Caden.
Yep.
And she winded up stealing when he was born in December. She wouldn't tell anyone before he was born, and then he was born in December, and she said, I'd like everyone to meet Cade.
I'm going to call my son Caden, and then she was like, oh, I like that. I'm just going to chop the end off it and call him Cade.
Yes.
Not a happy camper.
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, annoyed probably isn't the word for it, I reckon. It does happen, though.
It does happen. I like this one. Tracy Brown, she went on our Facebook page because I put it up there because we were chatting about it yesterday. And she said that a guy at work stole the name that she wanted to call her daughter, Erin. And she was like livid because they'd always said, look, we have a girl, I'm going to call her Erin. And she said that at work. And then a guy ended up having a daughter and was like, I called it Erin. And she said she was so cranky when she found out that that's what he'd called his daughter. 7 years later,
yeah,
their circumstances changed, ended up dating, then getting married.
Oh.
So she got her Erin after
all. Oh, wow, what a great story. That's a beauty, Trace.
With others, Eve, Eamon and Ellie. So that's really cool. So she ended up with her own Erin.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very good.
Get up. 100% Illawarra.
Come on.
Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning.
Wave FM. Celebrity Buzz.
Jade Celeb Buzz. It's all thanks to Winston Blinds, Doors, Shutters and Awnings. Visit their showroom, 35 Central Road in Unanderra.
Netflix has found the first two members of its Babysitters Club reboot.
Ooh.
Loved these books growing up. So Alicia Silverstone, remember her from Clueless?
Oh, yeah.
And Mark Furstein, he's from Royal Pains. They'll star in the contemporary remake of the Babysitters Club series. Silverstone will play Elizabeth Thomas Brewer, the mother of Christy Thomas, one of the babysitters, and also the love interest of Watson Brewer. And so the production of this has already started in Vancouver. They're coming to Netflix, I reckon, next year.
Ah, okay.
I'll probably watch it with Alani.
Of course you will.
Yeah, why not? Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Toni Morrison, acclaimed author of novels such as The Bluest Eyes, Song of Solomon and Beloved. She's died at the age of 88. First black woman of any nationality to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Wow.
So this is making big news across the world at the moment. And she said in her Nobel Prize acceptance speech, we die... That may be the meaning of life, but we do language, that may be the measure of our lives.
Oh.
And for her, well, she's lived a good one.
Yeah.
One woman who has Metallica to thank for her life is a lady called Dee Gallant. Now, a few weeks back, she was walking her dog in British Columbia down a local logging road when a cougar appeared and was ready to seek and destroy.
What was her name? Was she in her 50s?
It was a cougar of the cat variety.
Oh, okay.
So this cougar, okay, was there, ready to seek and destroy, realising that nothing else matters.
Courtney Cox.
And that she wasn't ready to fade to black. She scared off the mountain lion by blasting Metallica's Don't Tread On Me.
Don't tread on her phone.
This is what she used, and the cougar ended up running away.
Oh, that's too funny.
Her story's since gone viral, and this past Friday, she actually got a phone call from none other than Metallica frontman James Hetfield.
Oh, wow.
Himself. Worth trying to find a cougar to have a run with, isn't it?
Courtney Cox. Jennifer Aniston.
She's not a cougar. Jennifer's not going in with anyone.
Isn't she?
No, she's
She could go out with me, be a cougar.
I think you're older than her.
No, I am not.
You look it.
Let's go. Wave FM's Jade, Strani and Trav. 100% Illawarra. For Dwyer's Mazda, now Wollongong Mazda.
And that was the podcast.